Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal, and welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I was so excited. I always am so excited when I get to interview the one and only Tim McGraw. Like, I don't really get nervous to interview a lot of people anymore, but Tim McGraw, like, still kind of makes me nervous. But we had the best conversation. We talked all about Tim's song, which is headed to the top of the charts, 7,500 OBO. We talked about the music video with his daughter. We talked about the Elvis movie, 1883, whether or not Tim's going to do any more acting or not. I truly loved getting to talk to him, and I hope that you will enjoy listening to our conversation. Here's Tim McGraw.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Tim, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well myself, actually.
Good to hear that. Are you having a nice summer so far?
So far, yeah. I mean, it's been pretty good. We had a great kickoff to our tour, and we had a short sort of a six-week tour. Still got some shows, you know, still doing fairs and festivals and some other things, and got to visit with our daughters for a little while, so it's been pretty good.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations, 7,500 OBO on its way up the chart. Tell me, what did you think the first time you heard this song, and why did you want it to be the next single from Here on Earth?
Wow, you know, the first time I heard it, I thought it's just such a unique melody and a unique sound, and you know, honestly, I thought I wasn't going to cut it, not because of that, but because it name-checked a bunch of my songs in it, and I didn't know how cool it was for me to sing a song that name-checked a bunch of my songs. But I just couldn't get past how cool the story was and told in a different way. You know, you always hear about girls and trucks and tailgates and all that stuff, but this was told in such a unique way, and the lyrics were so clever. I wouldn't say clever. They're just so unique is the best way to say it. And the melody just had such a different feel to it than anything that I'd had done before. So I thought it might be a challenge to get in there and see what kind of record we could make out of it. And oddly enough, when we got in there and cut the record, it all came out pretty quickly and came together pretty fast. And the vocal came together like right off the bat. So it actually felt more natural than I thought it was going to feel. And once we finished the record, I just loved sonically the sound of it. Of course, like I loved the story, and I loved the melody and all that, as I said before, but I just loved sonically the sound of it. I just thought it had some just really cool, interesting sounds to it.
Definitely. And then something really special about the music video, which I love, by the way, was that your daughter Audrey got to make her acting debut. How was it getting to work with her on that?
That was awesome. I was so proud of her, and it came pretty organically. The producing directing team that put together the idea for the video, which wanted to put a twist on it to make it the girl's truck and not the guy's truck, which I liked immediately because I'm a girl dad of three daughters. It was their idea. They asked it. They wanted to cast Audrey in it. And first I had to run it by the boss and see what she thought and see if I could get her approval. And she thought it was a good idea. And then we had to ask Audrey, of course, if she felt like she wanted to do it, and she did. But we had a great day. We spent the whole day together while we were shooting, and I got to watch her work, and she was really impressive. She's such a poised young lady that she always makes me proud. But she made me the most proud. Certainly her work was fantastic, but she made me the most proud. We sat down and did like an interview about making the video, and I'm sitting with her and someone's asking us questions, and the way she was answering questions, I was just sort of in awe because she got a lot more depth out of it than I did of the song in the video.
That's amazing, though. What a special thing to be able to share, and I'm sure that you guys made some great memories that day.
Absolutely, and every time, you know, when we play it on stage, we play part of the video behind me, and I can't help but turn and watch it every chance I get, watching her up on the big screen.
That's so amazing. And then here you are looking at what will be your 45th number one, Tim. Did you ever imagine that you'd be saying that?
Oh my gosh. That just shows how long I've been around, I guess. No.
45 number ones in 10 years. Everybody does that.
I think every artist sort of probably has this sort of thought process that, man, if I could just, get a club gig, a house gig somewhere and pay my rent, I'll be happy playing music. And at the same time, you want to be the biggest star in the world. So I think every artist sort of has that sort of feel about them, or that sort of dichotomy going on in their head. But I've always been a competitor and I've always been an athlete. So when I jump in, I want to jump in wholeheartedly and give it everything I got. But no, this is everything in my career has way exceeded any possible dreams that I could have had of what I wanted to do. And I always say that everything good in my life has come from country music. I mean, my gosh, I wouldn't have met my wife if it wasn't for country music. And I wouldn't have these three beautiful, strong young women that I have in my life without country music. I wouldn't have the acting experiences that I've had without country music. All the other things I've gotten to do, gotten to travel the world, I probably wouldn't be doing that had I, pursued another career path.
Definitely, which is so, I'm sure, is so crazy to look back on. And then you mentioned that you've been out playing some dates this year and you've got some left on the McGraw Tour. How has it been being back on stage post-pandemic and having all this time off and then getting out there and everything is finally like open and feels back to somewhat normal again?
Oh, there's nothing like being on stage in front of a crowd of people who are really having a good time. And people were really ready to get out and have sort of a release experience. And it was the same way for us. The band and I have only had played a handful of shows during the whole COVID thing. And they were all very like hermetically sealed kind of shows where you're way away from everybody and everybody's wearing masks. And and there was only a handful of those that we were able to do. So we really missed playing together. I mean, those are my best friends, those guys on the road, my band. I mean, some of those guys have been with me for 30 years now. So to be able to get out and sort of get our juices flowing again was pretty spectacular and special. However, I didn't feel like I had time off because I was pretty busy during COVID, so I didn't feel like I had much time off.
Yes, you were the most busy during COVID. And it's so funny, I sat down and talked to Russell Dickerson during CMA Fest, and I was asking him about the McGraw Tour because I always, I'm sure that at this point, everyone who comes off the McGraw Tour always comes off more jacked than they went on. And so we were talking about that and he was telling me about working out with you and just said he was having such a great time.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He brought a lot of energy to the stage, as did everybody that was on the tour, Brandon and Alexandra. They were fantastic. I thought it was I'd sit on the side of the stage and watch those guys every night. And no matter how long you've been in this business, you don't know everything and you always look for ways to learn. But yeah, the workouts were fun, and it's I think Russell made a few of them. But
oh, really? But, he made it sound like he made more than that.
he made a couple of them. He made more than I'm sounding like. I'm picking on him a little bit, what I like about the workouts, I mean, for me, it's because it's just part of my routine, my stage show, I don't feel like I have the energy unless I get a good workout in it. And my band and all of us are used to it, so that's part of our whole routine. But it's also sort of a team building exercise in a lot of ways. Everybody gets to know each other a little better. You get to learn about their family because you're talking and clowning around, while you're out there. And you get to talk about music and you get to talk about your shows and how to improve. And, you get a lot of feedback from each other, the band and other acts and everything. So it's good all the way around. It's a good, healthy way to get to know somebody.
Definitely. And then it has been now almost 2 years since Here on Earth was released, which sounds crazy. And I know that you have been extremely busy with 1883, but have you started working on or thinking about your next music project yet?
Yes, I'm actually in the middle of it. During 1883, I was working on an album a little bit when I had some time, and been working on it since we stopped filming and constantly working on it. So yeah, we'll have some new music before too long. Here on Earth to me was so special. I still think it's the best record I've ever made from top to bottom, all the songs and the sounds and down to the artwork. It's still one of my favorite records. It's probably my favorite record I've ever made. But I feel really good about this one. I think we're going to beat it.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so exciting to hear. I love that. And then I imagine, you know, now that 1883 has wrapped, so you're probably missing, are you missing filming for that? Or are you like relieved to not be like living out in the wild?
Wow. It's a sort of a double-edged answer. We shot for 6 or 7 months, something like that. We were shooting in the elements the entire time. I think we had 5 nice days the whole time we were shooting. It was either freezing cold or burning hot or spitting snow or windy or winds, dust storms, you know, you name it, we had it. And in the elements and all the time. And we're, you know, our call time was usually 4:30 in the morning. So, which means I was up at 2 to get in the gym before I got to work. And it was dirt on us all the time. And, you know, my wife had to point me to the shower every other day or so, or once a week anyway, because she'd finally get enough of me stinking. Because I was trying to stay in character. Because then there was dirt. You know, we always had dirt on us. It took me a month to get the dirt off of me. I had so much. I had dirt in places I didn't know you could have dirt. But, I missed the camaraderie, and I missed the relationships that you make and when you're working that closely together in those kind of elements. And all the way down to the crew, people behind the camera and in front of the camera as well. And learned a lot doing it. And I miss working with my wife that way. She impressed me every single day. She just sort of blew my socks off every time we had a scene together. And every time I'd watch her do a scene that I wasn't in, I was sitting off the side of the stage and watch. But by the end of it, I was, after feeling like we didn't sleep at all during that entire time, I think I was ready to shed it. I was ready to shave that beard. The first thing I did, we wrapped, I think, at 4 in the morning on a Saturday, was my final day of shooting, and the first thing I did was go shave. I had to get rid of that thing.
You know, when you mentioned working with Faith on this, can I ask how many times you guys had to film the scene where she slaps you? Because, I mean, that slap is like, that was a...
It was a real slap, because we had decided before we shot the scene that we're not going to do a TV slap. We're going to do the real thing. However, I think we shot it more times than necessary because she wanted to.
She's enjoying it.
Yeah, I think she enjoyed it a little too much. After about the 8th take, I think we did about 8 takes, I finally asked her, do we need to have a discussion or something? after I got through being concussed.
That is too funny. What would you say, what was like maybe the thing that you had to practice the most for the show, like in terms of like stunts? Was it like roping, riding, shooting, anything like that?
I was pretty proficient. I mean, I grew up riding horses, so the horseback riding was very natural for me and had a lot of fun doing that. Probably the most fun, which we didn't get to use a lot, was quick drawing. That was the most fun. When we're learning that the safety of handling guns, and which was completely safe. I mean, we had the safest people in the world out there. Everything we did was utmost safety and always checking our guns and all that stuff. So probably messing around with that was the most fun and took the most work for me. But you know, again, I grew up hunting my whole life, so I had a little bit of proficiency there as well. But and roping, I grew up doing that a little bit as well. To make it look as real as you could on screen, and certainly to look like you've been doing it your whole life and doing it well and doing it in the elements and doing it in that era, it was always constantly working on it and trying to perfect it.
Definitely. And this was your first acting role in a few years. Has this kind of reignited a fire for you to keep exploring new roles?
I mean, I always look for something. You know, I always look for something that challenges me and something that pushes me in a different direction. And, you know, it's always about timing, because that was the beauty of 1883, is it fell during a time when we weren't touring. And it was a great, first off, it's got to be the material, something that's got to move you and that you believe in. And Taylor Sheridan wrote an incredible script. I mean, it was like poetry. That entire script was like reading a novel. So to have the opportunity to do that with my wife, I don't know that I could ever beat that. But, it's as anything, is like looking for songs or writing songs or whatever. You're always looking for great material. So if something great comes along and it falls into a time period that I'm able to do it, then you know, I'll look at it really hard. I mean, it's a whole different sort of muscle that you use, and I like it, and I love being on, the part I don't like is the waiting around. That's the part that drives me crazy, is when you're spending a lot of time waiting to shoot. When you're actually shooting and rolling, that's the most fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And then, Tim, something I wanted to ask you this week, because we do this every week on the show. It's called Starstruck Stars, because I know how starstruck people are when they get to meet you. I've seen your meet and greets. But when was the last time you feel like you met someone and you felt starstruck?
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, I'm a huge fan of music and actors and everybody. I guess the last time would have been walking on the set and doing a scene with Sam Elliott. I mean, one of my first scenes I did was with Sam Elliott. So that's pretty intimidating when you're standing there next to a legend, especially a Western legend, but he's a legend all the way around. And you got to step up and deliver a line to him and sort of try to be a badass to Sam Elliott. That's pretty intimidating. But
he seems like a very intimidating person.
But he's that got that kind of presence, but he's the sweetest guy in the world. And after getting to know him, everything was great. He was such a big help, and he was sort of our beacon that we all looked to sort of guide us through this thing as an actor. But yeah, I mean, I have to say, he's in his 70s, and I think all the girls and ladies on set, every time he'd walk around, were sort of weak-kneed, including my wife.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then, you know, here you are, 44, almost 45 number ones. You have this amazing, incredible catalog of music, Tim, that you've done in your career. But have there ever been any songs that you have passed on that you had later wished you hadn't? Like, was there one that got away?
I mean, I don't know that there's one that I wish that I'd done, but there's plenty of songs that I had and didn't record that I knew were hit records, but I just didn't think they were right for me. In fact, there's songs that I've had that I've sent to other artists that they ended up recording. I'm not going to name any of them, I don't think I ever felt like I missed one. I mean, or didn't pick the right song or let one slide away that I wished I had. I think that I've always had a pretty good sense of finding songs that, you know, I try to find songs or write songs that record them in a way that once I record them, I hope that you can't hear anyone else doing them.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Most of 45 of them, I think that you have done a wonderful job. And then before I let you go, I was just going to tell you, I thought of you the other day, actually. Have you seen the new Elvis biopic?
I have.
You have? What did you think of it?
I liked it. I like the second half better than the first half, but I like the entire movie. Yeah. I just like the darker part. You know, I like really dark drama. So when it got to where things got really serious in his life and his world and the struggles that he was going through, that was the most interesting part to me. But I liked the movie as a whole, for sure.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought of you when I was watching it, because I was trying to think. I was like, who, like, of our era has also been, like, has been so successful on screen as an actor, but also as an artist? And you were one of the people that just came top of mind. And I was like, he is really, like, you know, you've really done a lot of incredible things.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't know that would, it's hard to imagine thinking of me watching Elvis, but I'll take it.
But I did. McGraw and the King, I'm telling you. Tim, thank you so much for the time today. It was really great to talk to you, and congratulations on 7500 OBO.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.